Good morning. This is the meeting of the Utah State Tax Commission. It is 9 o'clock on Thursday, August 14th, 2025. This meeting is being held via both Zoom and in person. The original recording of this meeting will be maintained in the office of the commission at 210 North, 1950 West, Salt Lake City, Utah. Participating this morning are myself as commission chair, John Valentine. And I'll ask the other commissioners to recognize themselves and everybody in the room first, and then we'll go to those online, starting with Commissioner Rockwell.
Commissioner Rebecca Rockwell.
Commissioner Jennifer Frescas.
Deanna, next.
Oh, sorry. Deanna Herring, Executive Director.
Jason.
Jason Gardner, Deputy Executive Director.
Thank you.
Shante Asper, Executive Assistant.
Thank you. Let's go to those who are appearing online.
Hank Hale, Senior Director of Tax and Revenue.
Doc Nielsen, Director of Property Tax.
Tracy Nuttall, Legislative Liaison.
Gary Thorpe, Observer.
Anyone else online, Chante? Good. Well, the first item on the agenda then is the public comment period for individuals or groups who wish to address the commission for up to 3 minutes on matters not related to a pending or reasonably imminent appeal to the tax commission. Is there anyone who wishes to take advantage of this opportunity? Hearing none, go to the next item on the agenda. Next item on the agenda is the meeting minutes of July 10th, 2025. This is a motion for approval. I recognize Commissioner Frescas.
Thank you. I move to approve the commission meeting minutes of July 10th, 2025.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Aye. Vote the motion passes unanimously and those minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is quite lengthy. We have a number of rules that are being proposed for submission to the Office of Administrative Rules for publication in the Utah State Bulletin. I will call out all five of them, and then I'll recognize Commissioner Rockwell for make the presentation on each of those proposed rules. The first is R-865-6F-26, Historic Preservation Tax Credit, pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 597-4059. Next one is R-865-9141, Historic Preservation Tax Credits pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 5910-1006. I'm going to reread that one. It's R-865-9I.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go ahead and reread that one again. It is R-865-9I, as in India, 41, Historic Preservation Tax Credits pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 5910-1006. The next one is R-865-19S-12, Filing the returns pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 5912-107, 5912-111, and 5912-118. The next one is R-865-19S-68, Premiums, Donations, Gifts, Rebates, and Coupons pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 5912-102 and 5912-103. The next one is R-865-9I-34, Property Tax Relief for Individuals pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Sections 592-1201 through 592-1220 and R-884-24P-5, Abatement, Deferral, Exemption, or Relief under the Property Tax Act pursuant to Utah Code Section 592-1202, 592-1801, 592-1804, 59-2-1902, and 59-2-1904. The sixth and final one is R86873-22M17, Standards for State Impound Lots Pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 41-1A-1101. I'll now recognize Commissioner Rockwell for explanation on each of these. Commissioner Rockwell.
Thank you. Before I begin, I just want to let the commission and the public know that between this month and next month, we're going to have about 12 rule amendments on the agenda. Today, we're talking about six. And then in September, we're going to have about another six on the agenda. And this is due to a combination of factors. One, legislative changes that require us to make rules or change our rules. Also, requests that we've had from various organizations and associations, as well as some of the rules that we're required to update every year, like Rule 33 and Rule 53, that we'll be reviewing next month. So we do have an unusually large number of rules that we'll be considering. And I just want to publicly thank Tracy Nuttall and Jason Gardner for all of the work that you have done on these rules. We could have been facing a considerable backlog in workload because of the volume of rule amendments that needed to be done. But Tracy Nuttall has worked so hard on getting these rules ready to present. And I just want to thank you for all of your efforts, both Jason and Tracy, in getting these ready for the agenda. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and begin. The following proposed rule amendments are for the commission to consider and submit for publication to the Office of Administrative Rules. The amended rules will be published in the Utah State Bulletin on September 1st, 2025, and the mandatory public comment period will end on October 1st, 2025. The first rule is R865-6F-26. Historic Preservation Tax Credits pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 597609. This proposed rule amendment makes changes to the Historic Preservation Corporate Franchise Tax Credit requested from the State Historic Preservation Office. The amendments include changing language that implies the State Historic Preservation Office may approve a nomination to the National Register for Historic Places. To clarify the State Historic Preservation Office and applicant roles in applying for National Register of Historic Places or as a building in a National Register Historic District. Second, consistent with statute requiring that project work eligible for the tax credit is completed in accordance with the federal standards of rehabilitation. Third, clarifying that the tax credit may be claimed for the tax year in which the applicant receives final certification for the project from the State Historic Preservation Office. And fourth, replacing references to the Utah Division of State History with references to the State Historic Preservation Office. Additionally, the rule has been rewritten to better describe the process of applying for and receiving the tax credit and to resolve minor drafting issues.
Thank you, Commissioner. Any questions of Commissioner Rockwell? Hearing none, I'll recognize Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
I move to submit the proposed amendments to R865-6F-26, Historic Preservation Tax Credits, pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 597609, to the Office of Administrative Rules for publication in the Utah State Bulletin.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Hearing none, I'll place it. Roll call vote. Commissioner Rockwell.
Aye.
Commissioner Freskas.
Aye.
Commissioner Valentine votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. This rule will be submitted to the Office of Administrative Rules for publication. Commissioner Rockwell.
Thank you. So the first rule that we just voted on was the corporate tax credit for historic preservation. The rule that we're going to now review is the accompanying individual income tax credit for historic preservation. The changes are the same as were described for the corporate credit. So with that, I may just abbreviate the explanation to say that the second rule amendment is for our 865-9I-41 historic preservation tax credits pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 5910-1006. The proposed rule amendment makes changes to the historic preservation individual income tax credit and makes the same changes to the individual income tax credit as were made to the corporate tax credit. It also makes the same rewriting changes to better describe the process of applying for and receiving the credit and resolving drafting issues.
Was this one also requested by the State Historic Preservation Office?
It is.
Okay, thank you. Any questions of Commissioner Rockwell on this proposed rule? Hearing none, I recognize Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
I move to submit the proposed amendments to our 865-9I-41 historic preservation tax credits pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 5910-1006 to the Office of Administrative Rules for publication in the Utah State Bulletin.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Any debate on the motion? Hearing none, I'll place the motion. Roll call vote. Commissioner Rockwell.
Aye.
Commissioner Freskas.
Aye.
Commissioner Valentine votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. This rule will also be submitted for publication. Next item.
Next item is our 865-19S-12, filing of returns pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Sections 5912-107, 5912-111, and 5912-118. This proposed rule amendment pertains to sales and use taxes. The proposed rule amendment removes an exception in the rule that allows a business that collects less than $1,000 in sales tax in a calendar year to file a sales and use tax return annually, because the exception is not supported by current statute. Just as a side note, this would then leave the voluntary collectors who have neither economic nexus nor physical presence nexus as eligible to file an annual return. All other taxpayers will no longer be allowed to file an annual return because it is not supported by statute. The amendment also rewrites existing rule language that requires a seller to file a sales and use tax return regardless of whether any tax is due, and removes language redundant with statute that specifies the type of return filed by a remote seller and the extension of a return due date if the date falls on a Saturday, Sunday, or legal holiday.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockwell. Questions of Commissioner Rockwell on this proposed rule? Hearing none, recognize Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
I move to submit the proposed amendments to our 865-19S-12, filing of returns pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Sections 5912-107, 5912-111, and 5912-118 to the Office of Administrative Rules for publication in the Utah State Bulletin.
Okay, motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Hearing none, I'll place the motion. Roll call vote. Commissioner Rockwell.
Aye.
Commissioner Freskas.
Aye.
Commissioner Valentine votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. This rule will also be submitted for publication. Commissioner Rockwell.
The next is R865-19S-68. Donations, gifts, rebates, and coupons pursuant to Utah Code Annotated, Sections 5912-102 and 5912-103. This proposed rule amendment rewrites and clarifies existing rule language regarding donations, gifts, rebates, and coupons. The amendment generalizes, simplifies, and clarifies existing language without making substantive changes.
Thank you. Questions of Commissioner Rockwell on this proposed rule? Hearing none, I recognize Commissioner Rockwell for motion.
Thank you. I move to submit the proposed amendments to R865-19S-68, donations, gifts, rebates, and coupons pursuant to Utah Code Annotated, Sections 5912-102 and 5912-103 to the Office of Administrative Rules for publication in the Utah State Bulletin.
Thank you. Any questions of Commissioner Rockwell on this proposed rule? Hearing none, I'll place the vote. Roll call vote, Commissioner Rockwell.
Aye.
Commissioner Freskas.
Aye.
Commissioner Valentine votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. This rule will be submitted for publication. And the next one, Commissioner Rockwell.
The next is R865-9I-34. Property tax relief for individuals pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Sections 592-1201 through 592-1220 and R884-24P5, abatement, deferral, exemption, or relief under the Property Tax Act pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Sections 592-1202, 592-1801, 592-1804, 592-1902, and 592-1904. The proposed rule amendment repeals Section R865-9I-34, property tax relief for individuals pursuant to Utah Code Annotated, Sections 592-1201 through 592-1220, and recodifies Section R884-24P5, abatement, deferral, exemption, or relief under the Property Tax Act pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Sections 592-1202, 592-1801, 592-1804, 592-1902, and 592-1904, combining the language from both sections and rewriting all of the language to clarify intent and reflect modern drafting style. The proposed rule amendment also fulfills a requirement in 2024 House Bill 266 Property Tax Code Relief Amendments that the Commission make rules to establish the circumstances under which the Commission or a county may extend the deadline for filing an application for a homeowner's credit for good cause. 2025 House Bill 20, Property Tax Code Recodification, further expanded the deadline extension for good cause to all relief allowed under Title 59, Chapter 2A, Property Tax Relief through Property Tax, which takes effect on January 1, 2026. The rule amendment allows late filing of all applications for relief under the new chapter in case of a medical emergency, death of an immediate family member, or other extraordinary or unanticipated circumstances, and allows for an appeal to the commission if an application is denied for not meeting one or more of those grounds. Finally, the proposed rule amendment updates all of the citations changed as a result of the recodification of the Property Tax Relief Code sections in 2025 House Bill 20, Property Tax Code Recodification.
Thank you. And also I will echo what Commissioner Rockwell said earlier. This was a monumental task to do this. And thank you, Jason Gardner and Tracy Noddle. Any questions of Commissioner Rockwell on this proposed rule? Hearing none, Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
I move to submit the proposed amendments to R865-9I-34, property tax relief for individuals pursuant to Utah Code Annotated, sections 592-1201 through 592-1220, and R884-24P5, abatement, deferral, exemption, or relief under the Property Tax Act pursuant to Utah Code Annotated, sections 592-1202, 592-1801, 592-1804, 592-1902, and 592-1904 to the Office of Administrative Rules for publication in the Utah State Bulletin.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Hearing none, I'll place the motion. Roll call vote. Commissioner Rockwell.
Aye.
Commissioner Freskas.
Aye.
Commissioner Valentine votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. This rule will also be submitted for publication. And the final and sixth one, Commissioner Rockwell.
The final rule is R873-22M-17, Standards for State Impound Lots pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 41-1A-1101. This proposed rule amendment adjusts current rule language to conform to 2025 House Bill 261, Towing Modifications, which authorizes certain individuals to take possession of a life essential item in a vehicle at a state impound lot or yard. The rule changes require that an individual show evidence of statutory authorization to take possession of a life essential item and also allows for an individual to access a vehicle to obtain personal identification to prove statutory authorization. In response to requests from the Utah Towing Association, the rule amendment also changes existing language to clarify the requirements imposed on a state impound lot or yard and adds the following. 1, visibility requirements for the sign that identifies a lot or yard. 2, adequate lighting standards for the entire lot or yard. 3, fencing standards for separating activity not directly related to state impounds. 4, weed height restrictions. And 5, response time requirements for a lot or yard that is authorized to maintain multiple storage areas managed by a central office facility. Finally, the rule amendment rewrites existing language to resolve minor drafting issues and modernize the drafting style.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockwell. Any questions of Commissioner Rockwell on this proposed motion? Hearing none, Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
I move to submit the proposed amendments to R873-22M-17, Standards for State Impound Lots, pursuant to Utah Code Annotated, Section 41-1A-1101, to the Office of Administrative Rules for publication in the Utah State Bulletin.
Thank you. Motion's on order. Debate on the motion. Hearing none, I'll place the motion. Roll call vote. Commissioner Rockwell.
Aye.
Commissioner Freskas.
Aye.
Commissioner Valentine votes aye. Motion passes unanimously, and this rule will also be submitted for publication. Next item on the agenda is we're going to consider publication revisions. This is for information only. The first is Publication 5, Sales Tax Information for Vehicles and Watercraft Dealers and Body Repair Shops. Next one is Publication 17, Waivers, Reasonable Cause. Next one is Publication 25, Sales and Use Tax General Information. Next one is Publication 37, Business Activity and Nexus in Utah. And the final one, Publication 71, Sales Tax Information for Marketplace Sellers and Marketplace Facilitators. Next item on the agenda, the commissioner reports. Do any of the commissioners have a report they wish to make at this time? Chair has none as well. Let's go to the next item on the agenda, Executive Director's Report. Does the Executive Director have a report?
I do, just real quick. During the months of July and August, earlier August, some leadership members and commissioners were able to travel around the state and participate in lunches with our outlying offices and our main office, just to show our employees how much we appreciate them and know that they are the reason that we perform so well. And just wanted to give a shout out to say thank you for everybody for participating and for inviting us into your offices.
I have to say, I did enjoy that.
Yeah, that was
fun. I get to see people that I hadn't seen in a while.
Yeah.
In fact, when I made the visit to the Provo office, I found that some of our tax commission clients were my former employees. were my former clients, not employees.
Mm-hmm.
When I was practicing law in the Utah County area, several of the people I recognized as being my former clients. So that was quite a little bit of a reunion for me. I appreciated that very much.
Yeah.
Would you also give us an update on our new tenant that's moving into the building?
Sure. We have cleared the third floor for the most part. There's still a few spare parts laying around that we need to take care of, and we're working on that. And we have, I don't want to say we've opened up an invitation because it's the state's building and DFCM has control over it. And we're grateful that we are going to be receiving the Department of Cultural and Community Engagement, I believe, CCE. Sorry, I should have checked that first. And they will be, we'll start to see them a little bit more in the main tax commission building here as they work on maybe renovating the third floor for their needs. And then most likely we'll move into the building in the early next fiscal year, if not a little bit before that. And so we're excited to have some new faces around here with the complete opposite dynamic usually of our group. We're a very sort of reserved group, and they're a little bit the opposite, I would assume, which is a great thing for us. So yeah, we're excited.
This was made possible by virtue of the flex work schedule that the governor has authorized for us. By doing that, we could have a better utilization of the space and allow other government entities which are paying for tenant space in other places to come into this building. So I appreciate the governor allowing us to continue the flex program because that gives us the ability to do this. But for that, we would have to occupy all that space. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any other items from the executive director?
No, thank you.
Any other items to be brought before this meeting? Seeing none, I'll recognize Commissioner Freskas for a motion.
Thank you. I move to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn is in order. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Aye. We'll pass it unanimously. We're adjourned.